Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, everyone. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor here, welcoming you out again today. Another great week and excited for another great episode for you. As a reminder, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. Be sure to check out our blogs. We got an event coming up this coming fall that's going to be coming up. And you know, check out our stuff. Really look for ways to keep applying and doing the things that are on these podcasts. And by the way, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sharing this with others. I'm getting so much great feedback, and it means a lot to me when you guys are inspired by this, when you guys learn a lot and get a lot out of it. So today, I want to talk about something and go a little bit more towards financial principles. You know, there's strategies and there's principles. Principles are never ending. They're always true, while strategies can change with time and circumstances. And so it was interesting, as I was doing my event this last weekend, I realized, I said, you know, as I had people right there in front of me, I mean, it's one thing to talk to you guys through the airwaves and kind of perceive what you want based on either personal questions or whatever it might be, which, by the way, thank you guys for reaching out to me and emailing me about this. But I'll tell you, like, when I'm having people face to face, it's interesting to see where their eyes light up. And it's not so much just the strategies that I teach that gets people excited. In fact, more often than not, it has nothing to do with that. It's actually more to do with the principles, the real, true principles. And even my clients that I've had for a while, the strategies are great, and that's what I help them do. I create game plans and help people strategize and create that freedom where they can create that and have that income, both money saved as well as money earned, that they can have in the next, you know, to this year and beyond. And it's interesting, as you start to look at the concepts, one of the concepts that really sticks out that for even my clients was something that they needed to be reminded of was how to be a steward. What does it really mean to be a steward? And so we talk about there's two prevailing types of mindsets. There's scarcity and there's abundance. And if you listen to this show any number of times, you've probably heard me mention this a lot. But you realize that scarcity comes from a place of fear. Scarcity comes from a place of lack, of limits. It's typically restrictive in nature. It's also very fear-based, and so it's very emotional in a very negative way. Even greed and impatience comes from a place of scarcity. And so all these things actually drive money away out of your life, while abundance actually attracts it, that faith, that confidence, that knowingness that there's always more than enough opportunity. There's never scarcity of opportunities, scarcity of money, nothing like that. There's no finite pie. You know that if you take more of the pie, you can actually expand the pie if you use it right as a steward, if you're not just trying to take from people. You're self-interested. You have this enlightened self-interest where you're looking for ways to create value for people. You know that the value is in people, not things, when you're in a place of abundance. While in scarcity, you see the value in things. You think that's a zero-sum game. It's win-lose. So if you win, somebody else loses. So therefore, if you want to be a good person, you got to lose so somebody else wins. That's the kind of scarcity world that we live in. Even the economy, I mean, economics, it's the study of scarce resources. I mean, how dumb is that? I mean, here's the thing. In the reality is whatever you perceive it to be. You can make it a world of scarcity or you can make it a world of abundance. It's your choice. You will see either depending on what you choose. If you want true freedom, it can only come from a place of abundance. It doesn't matter how many millions of dollars you have. It will never feel like enough if you come from a place of scarcity. And so I teach that the abundance is the key. And the real mindset of how to have that is being a steward. See, spenders, they come from a place of scarcity, right? They know that it's easy come, easy go. They tend to spend money, but it doesn't come back. They have to keep producing, keep making money. They're in a rat race. But savers are also in a rat race. They can never save enough. They can never pay off debt fast enough. They're always stuck. They'll even hoard when it gets scarce. And the problem is that actually does destroy economies when you hoard money like that. And so they want to be smart with their money, but at the same time, they don't really do anything with their money. While stewards, they go and create. They want to create with that money. They want to make more with it. They want to generate. They want to multiply. They want to amplify. They want to beautify. They want to make everything better. They want everything that they touch to become better and ultimately enrich other people's lives, because they know that as they enrich other people's lives from a place of self-interest, not selfishness, when they enrich other people's lives, everybody prospers, including themselves. So their best interest, their best self-interest is to serve other people, to create value, to solve problems, to be able to add value in such a way that they know that it can come back to them in one way, shape, or form, just like karma or whatever you want to call it, right? It always comes back. And so being a steward is about how do we create more? So let me talk about just a few of those principles. And I teach this a lot, but I want to talk about it a little bit more in depth. You know, one is that money is meant to be used. Money is meant to be used. It's not meant to just sit on a shelf. It's not meant to bury in your backyard. It's not meant to, you know, store away in your bank account for 500 years. It's meant to be used. If you look at what it drives an economy, you know, even though they talk about scarce resources, the fascinating thing is that abundance drives the economy. It's when those people free up those resources is when everybody prospers. For example, during the Great Depression, we saw evidence when people would hold on to money or hoard it, and they were scared. When fear crept in, people didn't want to use money because they were scared they wouldn't have it again. And so people forget principles, and most people don't even know what principles are. This is part of the problem. But people forget. And so they start to hold on to money with the iron grip. And then the next thing you know, they're not spending money, so somebody else doesn't get paid. Well, guess what? When somebody else doesn't get paid or they lose their job as a result, they can't pay anybody either. And therefore, you lose your job. You don't get paid. And on the, you know, in contrast that with the opposite, which was like the 90s, when the internet came to be, it had nothing to do with politics or policies and things like that. It had nothing to do with stock markets. It had everything to do with the people. When the internet came out and people started to utilize it and realized they didn't have to wait for payments, they could get paid real time, right now, money exchange increased rapidly. People knew they could exchange money faster. There wasn't having to wait for, you know, cash on delivery. You didn't like wait for a product to be delivered before you paid for it. You prepaid and then the product got delivered to you. And that just freed everybody up. And so that flow of money increased, that speed increased. And that goes to the next principle. You know, we talk about money is meant to be used. Well, the next principle is that exchange creates wealth. Exchange is what creates wealth. The faster the rate of exchange, the more wealth that's created. And that's what we saw happen. That's why there was the booming of the 90s. Had nothing to do with, you know, presidents. Had nothing to do with that. In fact, presidents have very, very little to do with the economy. They can kind of help with the help of, you know, lawmakers and things like that. They can help by deregulating. You know, they can help by using less laws or less restrictions. Because the more scarcity and more restrictions they put on you, the more scarce the economy will be. Pure and simple. And so you protect, you let them protect people. That's one way you can protect and protect abundance is, you know, protect people against, you know, a theft, death, and things like that. Like, you know, protect people that way, protect their property, protect their livelihood. But anything else, really not necessary to help increase abundance and a good economy. And so it was the exchange. It was us as a people. We're exchanging faster, and that's what did that made the difference. You know, my own life, I've shared this story a few times before. But I remember 2014. It's interesting because I was looking at my Facebook memories. I like to look to see what happened on that day. And when I was looking back at my Facebook memories a few days ago, a blog post popped up that talked about the five things you need to know in business. In fact, you can even look it up if you go to moneyripples.com in the blog area. March of 2014, I talked about the five key areas that you need to address in your business. Now, let me tell you why I wrote that blog. See, 2013 was a great year. I mean, that was my first full year after launching Money Ripples. Had a great year. I mean, I hit six figures in the middle of 2013. I was pretty happy with that, especially considering I had a two-year non-compete. That was a pretty impressive that in my, within my first 12 months, I was able to hit six figures in a business that had a non-compete on it. Supposed scarcity, right? And so anyways, 2013 was a great year. And then the beginning of 2014, things kind of came to a screeching halt. I mean, what I made between January and the end of March was equivalent to a good month in January. And so basically I was making about a third of what I would normally want to be making. And so it was a lot of scarcity. I remember my wife at that time, she was stressed out. You know, it was a pretty interesting situation to be in. And I remember venting to one of my friends. And I was like, man, I don't know what's going on. I feel like people are restrictive. They're not exchanging. Nothing's going on. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. I remember saying to her, you know what? I think I know the answer. It's got to start with me. So after I hung up the phone, I went home and I started writing a blog post. I said, the natural person of me wants to go and just tell people, hey, you know, work with me. Like, that's what you should be doing. Like, I got the answers here. I have solutions for you. Work with me. But then I realized, like, no, that's what I naturally want to do. I naturally want to be like, go out and promote and work hard and quote unquote hustle, as everybody tells you to do, right? I wanted to do that. So I said, no, I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to do what I want everybody else to do, which is I want them to exchange. I want people to relax and free themselves. And so you know what I did? I went and I promoted everybody else. So in those five key areas, I promoted about 13 people. Myself was one of them in a brief sentence. Obviously, because one of those areas is financial, I'm like, well, of course I'm going to promote me. But I also put people that were my supposed competitors. Ironically, I ended up marrying one of those competitors on there. But I put even competitors on there. I did that because I knew that if I did what I wanted others to do too, if I got other people to relax or start to free up, if I started to bless other people and help them out, even if it's just with connecting people and relationships, that blocks, that opens the flow for more business and for more opportunity. And so I did. So that was March of 2014. Now here's what's amazing. April of 2014, the next month, over the course of that next month, I made about $50,000. Biggest month I ever had in my business. Now, what you would expect to hear is, oh yeah, those people sent me business, right? No, they didn't. There was zero reciprocity at that time. I've got referrals from them later, but nothing for those next few months. All that, and I think that's beautiful, because think about this. Had I just got referrals back from them, you'd say, oh yeah, well, that's reciprocity. Guess what? This is more like karmic reciprocity. That was more like karma coming back. It's because I opened up. Now, granted, I didn't stop promoting. I didn't stop marketing or anything else. I kept doing the same things I was doing January through March. But at this point, there's a higher level of confidence and abundance that went with me that says, listen, I know I'm doing what's right. When I follow right principles, right things follow. And so I knew that if I did that, good things would happen. And that's exactly what happened, is that it had nothing to do directly with the people that I promoted. It had everything to do with me following true principles, being in a state of abundance, being consistent, and then the results followed. And that's the huge point here. That's why, one, you got to make sure the money's meant to be used. You don't just hoard money. You also just don't spend it, but you do use it. You use it in a way that becomes productive, that can create more value for people ultimately. Two is then that exchange creates wealth. Look for faster ways to create exchange. How can you exchange people faster? Don't hide. That's the second thing. Now, the third thing, this kind of wraps it all up, and I've mentioned this, is that dollars follow value. Dollars follow value you create for other people. Now, I know you've heard me say this many times if you've been listening to this show, but dollars do really follow the value you create. Stop asking, how do you make more money? That hasn't worked for generations. People have asked that for years. You probably have had family that have asked that. You've probably asked that, and it hasn't quite worked out. If you really, really, truly want to create real lasting wealth, you got to look for ways to create value for people. The very thing that got me to retire when I was 28 is that I obsessed over this question. I obsessed over it. I kept asking, how do I create the win-win? How do I appeal to their self-interest? How do I get people what they want? I obsessed over that. That's what I consume my thoughts with. I didn't consume my thoughts with making more money. I consumed with, what do people want? How do I give it to them? This is the same thing I'm doing right now. And it's incredible. Like, I've stopped worrying about the money. I can't tell you. It's hard. I wish that I could have you always around to be able to understand, like, the conversations I have and the feelings I have, and you could be in my head. And some of you, maybe you get this. Maybe you're already in this place. But for me, like, I don't worry about it. I don't worry about whether business is coming in. Now, I'll tell you, scarcity likes to creep in from time to time. There's always scarce thoughts that I have to deal with, just like you do. I mean, that's just human nature. But I'll tell you, like, I give very little attention to those scarce thoughts, because I become aware. I address those scarce thoughts, and then I immediately turn around and figure out, okay, great. What's the cause and effect? Cause is creating value. Effect is money. And so I stopped worrying about that. And I started worrying more about what do people want? And so I start focusing on that and come from a place of abundance. And then it's amazing how things just naturally come. I mean, I've made more money now than ever, which is amazing. It's awesome. I love it. It's so liberating and freeing to see that truly happen in my life and knowing that it's a direct cause and effect relationship. And so when you start focusing on, you know, how do I create value for people? How do I give them what they want? What do I have? What talents or strengths do I have? What can I do? How can I use my money in a way that creates value for people? You know, this is exactly what are behind the strategies I teach my clients. Whether they sometimes recognize it or not, that's really what it is we're just finding from great, right ways to create value. And when you do that, you get paid more. And the great thing is that when you focus on creating value, it doesn't always even take money to make money. You can make money with no money at all. And so if you take these three principles alone, just focus on this as a steward. Remember, stewards want to grow things. They want to make things better, more beautiful. They want to do it in a sense that creates value for other people, that blesses and prospers the entire community. Focus on that. Focus on first and foremost that money is meant to be used, not meant to be hoarded and cashed away in some crappy bank. That's what they're teaching you. That's what every financial advisor in scarcity is teaching you. They're all teaching you out of scarcity, and that's why people are in the situation they're in today. You got to come from a place of abundance, from a steward mentality that people aren't teaching you right now. I am. That's why I'm the anti-financial advisor, right? This is why I'm going to teach you about cash flow and creating that flow today. And so it's about, again, using money properly, exchanging, create more exchange, and then doing it in a way, exchanging to create value. And that's what builds and grows and prospers everybody, not just you, but everybody around you. That is the kind of ideal world that I want for all of us. So focus on that. That's my focus for this week. That's going to be your focus for this week. Try it out. Watch what happens. This is Chris Miles signing off. Have a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.